Joining us on the phone is the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Having a bit of trouble hearing you, Tom. I can hear you, but we'll try this one. Is that better? I can hear you now.
Okay,
There we go. The joys of live radio. All right, Tom, a couple of things to get through this morning. First of all, Ash Barty's retirement, a massive achievement that she's done, winning three Grand Slams, and a shock to pretty much everyone, at least her friend Casey Delacqua, but not a shock to her. Obviously made a decision a long time ago.
Yeah, but what a great thing it is, though, to retire on top, just winning the Australian Open. I heard her yesterday talk about her biggest goal was wanting to win Wimbledon, and she's achieved that. Sort of, 25 years old, the world's your oyster. Why not put down the racket and go do all of the other things in life that you can do now? It's a great story.
Now, you mentioned there about the racket. I did see a post on social media that you've picked up a racket. So does that mean that you're looking for a career change if politics doesn't work out in years to come?
Well, after the way I hit them yesterday, definitely not. Definitely not at all. But it was great. We've got the Speaker of the Parliament, Curtis Pitt, in town, and he's a big supporter of Tennis Queensland. Mm-hmm. And he's a bit of a keen player. So I picked up the racket, and I might have needed to call on a sub. I had to get my staffer, Ben, to come in and finish off the match for me.
Oh, you didn't do a hamstring or anything?
My hamstring, quad, ankle, and a little bit of hartilage as well, I reckon.
Oh, geez. All right, so rest up for you. Tom, the member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, has submitted questions to Parliament about roadworks around the region, including upgrades to the ISIS highway. Your reply?
Clearly the member for Burnett doesn't drive along the ISIS highway. If he did, he would have seen that roadworks have been happening. People around there are telling me it's never been so smooth to drive along parts of the ISIS highway. We're upgrading about 10 intersections. We're widening the road in about 13 different parts, and it's to the tune of $41 million. And it's all there in our Q-Trip document. So it's called the Queensland Transport and Roads Investment Program. It's all there. It's been budgeted for. If the member took a drive, he'd see all of the roadworks that are happening around town.
Tom Smith, a member for Bundaberg, joins us this morning on the Big Brekkie. Our vaccinations, how are they going?
Fantastic. Obviously, we had the great news a couple of weeks ago, 99% first dose in the Wide Bay. That's a fantastic result because we do have a more vulnerable population. We have an older population, and then we've got a population that have a lot of difficulties in terms of health. So for all of the people around the Wide Bay to come together, stand up, roll up the sleeve, get the vaccine, it's been fantastic. And we're starting to see that, especially after that big wave of Omicron that we had in Bundy over that Christmas and New Year's period, business is starting to pick back up. School's back, all of our council staff are back, all of our office staff are back now, and we're starting to see that trickle into our cafes and our pubs and clubs. But we shouldn't hide the fact that they did it really tough. And, our cafes did it tough, our pubs, our clubs, our restaurants did it tough. So let's get out there, let's support them. We're over 98% double vaccinated in Bundaberg, and we're over 70% boosted now as well. So let's get out there, let's support our small businesses, and let's support local.
And just finally, I've got two questions. The final question is, the fourth round of live music support is open. I guess the first question is, who are you going to support in live music? Because I know you love your bands.
I do love my live music. I've got to tell you, the first ever gig I went to was The Living End. I saw them down in Logan. I was 16 years old. And, live music, you can't beat it. And, again, they've had it really tough. Obviously, the lockdowns have been very hard on our musicians. And there's nothing worse than going to a place and it's the DJ. And the DJ is just the stereo. There's not actually even anyone there spinning it. But we want to hear the guitars. We want to hear the drums. Let's get the bass happening. Let's get out there. Let's support our live music.
What would you play if you were playing an instrument?
I'd play guitar very badly.
I was going to say, I can see you more as a drummer up the back there, just bang, 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 bang.
No, definitely not, mate. You got to be out front. You got to have the guitar, don't you? Surely,
Yeah, maybe a lead singer as well, or a backup singer. Can you sing?
Definitely not, mate.
We've ruled out tennis.
Guitar. Turn up the guitar to 11 so that no one can hear me sing along.
And just finally, Tom, my daily question I'm asking our 4BU listeners, what's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear?
Yeah.
Having nothing to do.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
having
you've
nothing
got,
to do.
I'm sure you've got plenty to do. Hey, Tom, really do appreciate your time this morning, and we'll catch up in a fortnight.
No worries. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Bundy.